Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Botts. Linda's on assignment this morning. Today, the 4th of August, 7:05 news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. The front line of the COVID virus attack we're going through. And I'm here with Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
There's got to be better days than that. There's got to be more stuff.
It's also National Coast Guard Day.
Okay, we'll go for Coast Guard. The Coasties.
And also National Night Out.
Semper Paratus. Uh-huh. Always ready.
Sounds about right. We are looking at 68 degrees outside currently with a high of 101 today. We're going back down to 64 tomorrow night and dropping to the double digits by Wednesday and Thursday, but getting back up to the triple digits by Friday and Saturday. We will have slight winds from the south, southeast this afternoon from 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it should be just enough to keep things mixed up and interesting. A little bit of breeze on your face always helps with those triple-digit numbers. But we are looking at pretty much, if you've seen it in the last, 4 or 5 weeks, then you're seeing the same thing today with a little respite tomorrow and Thursday. Are you doing anything outside tomorrow or Thursday?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe. Maybe. Not sure. Not sure what I'll be doing tomorrow. So
it's
it depends a lot
day.
On today. Yeah, I'm going today. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. Did I say it was a veteran-owned business? I did, and it is. Chuck and Judy Kenny, and Chuck's taking a little step back. I mean, he's still there. You know, his day-to-day operations are being run by his very, very able, competent daughter. But, you know, Chuck cannot step too far away. If he gets a chance, he'll take a load of tanks someplace. And it's fun riding with Chuck in a big truck with a big tank hauler. Yeah, we have a good time. Chit-chat. Okay, hey, good morning, everybody. I don't know if you saw the news last night on KRCR, so we'll give them the hit, you know, the chest pounding on this. But Dr. George Dome, a local ear, nose, and throat specialist, has said that he's found a way. He may have a way. Okay, he may have a solution to prevent the transmission of COVID-19, and it's simple. It's over the counter, and I know Dr. Dome. I know George, and a great guy, and Linda and his wife, Anique, are very good friends, and they, who knows, Anique may be listening right now, but it's a little bit early, but he's been in practice for more than 40 years, and he believes he has a simple way to prevent the spread of coronavirus. He says combining povidone iodine, brand name is Betadine, and you've seen that everywhere, with the saline nasal spray is a powerful way to kill the coronavirus. There was a high portion of ENT doctors started dying from the corona, you know, treating people. And so they came up with this solution. Somewhere along the line, I started using it in my nose to prevent myself from getting COVID. I started giving it to my patients, the ones in my office, and a while ago I started thinking the whole pandemic could be squelched if enough people throughout the community use it. It's available over-the-counter at your local pharmacy, Betadine, and it's a disinfectant, and you want the solution, not the scrub, because they use that when they're disinfecting before they go into operation. So you want the solution, not the scrub. You take, like I said, you take, I think it's a half a teaspoon of this, of the Betadine, and you add it to the saline solution. I'm saying it kills 100% in the laboratory. It's 100% safe. And we used it for years. We know it kills bacteria in the nose. So to me, it's just common sense. It doesn't work for an estimated 10 to 15% of the population. And you shouldn't use it if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, have hyperthyroidism, or being treated for thyroid cancer. But can it be this simple? I mean, when you think about it, half a teaspoon of the 10% betadine iodine solution with a 44-milliliter spray bottle of saline nasal spray and shake it up. And if it kills anything that's being transmitted through the nose, isn't that interesting? Well, we're going to have the doctor on here as soon as I can and have him talk about this. Could it be that simple? I mean, you know, we're wearing masks, and we know that doesn't prevent us from breathing it in. We know that the mask, the particles can go through a mask. What it does is protects us. It gives us a layer of protection. It keeps us from when we're talking or coughing or something like that, spreading it everywhere. But wouldn't that be something that you could do this? Everybody could be spraying up their nose and our COVID rate would drop dramatically.
Even those who are particularly at risk, ones who are forced by their essential career to be interacting with the public.
Doctors. Teachers,
law enforcement.
This thing, teachers here.
Yeah, we got school starting.
School's getting ready to start
next week, right?
All right, we'll get him on the phone. When I read this last night, it was too late to give him a call. I mean, they may have been up. They probably were, but
that's what texting is for. My generation's going to say, just text them.
Oh. Okay.
Because then they just get it when they wake up, whenever that is.
I don't like getting phone calls after a certain time. I've never after a certain hour at night. They're never good.
Yep.
They are never good. And, I mean, it's like, oh, what's happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was extremely interesting. We had a shooting down in Red Bluff over the night. Some gentleman walked up to another gentleman down in Red Bluff, shot him, and killed him. And they haven't caught him yet, I don't believe.
Yeah. According to the article I'm looking at now, the suspect is still on the loose and armed and dangerous after shooting at the Red Bluff Food Max.
Nope, it wasn't over the mask thing. I saw where somebody drew a gun over the mask. You know, whether you're going to wear a mask or not, somebody draws a gun. And there's numerous fistfights throughout our country. If a business says, please wear your mask, or maybe they'll just say you have to wear a mask before you come in here, and people get irate, and they start yelling
and
screaming.
Don't patronize the business. You're good.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Go to someone else.
Yeah, it's not the only grocery store in town. And so the other part of it is it's just an employee telling you that. You know, hey, we have to mask up before you come in here. So why punch out the employee over this?
Yeah, people blame employees for management decisions all over the place.
Oh, well, you know, you're the rep. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. A lot of stuff going on. Mike Huber is going to join us at 7:30. And then Dr. Norm Hall at 8 o'clock from Simpson was talking about how they're opening up. And other decisions Simpson University is making to try and stay, you know, up with this COVID, but yet open the campus up as we're trying to open up all of our schools here. As Judy Flores was telling us the other day, the county superintendent of schools for Shasta County, they're going to open. So we'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. Phone line 605-4567, Carl Bott here at 717 in the morning here on the 4th of August, 2020. I'm here with Ashley, and good morning. It's Coast Guard.
Good morning.
It's Coast Guard Day.
Yes, it
Semper
is.
Semper Paratus. Thanks to all Coast Guard friends. A lot of people think the Coast Guard doesn't leave, you know, around the coast of the United States, and that's not true. Anytime there's a place where there's a battle or wars or an action, you know, some kind of action going on, you know, in the Middle East, the Coast Guard gets over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, most of their mission though is to protect our shores. Coast Guard on a regular basis picks up boats filled with drugs,
human trafficking,
trafficking, all these kind of things. Yeah. So, hey. Pace Engineering is starting construction out at, we have a little, you know, Stillwater. That's right. It's the first construction going on out there. Stillwater has got, Pace Engineering is, it'll be a little lonely at first. But you got the whole place to yourself. You guys can, you know, you can, you know, run around on the trails and you could play, you know, play polo out there probably. There's got a lot of room out there once they get it. But it's a start. It's a start. And I got a feeling with what the COVID's doing and all this that this could be just the first of many businesses that may start relocating up to this area from the very crowded Bay Area or the crowded Los Angeles area. This is a better place to live up here, much better place to live. It's a lot less expensive living here than L.A. or the Bay Area. you know, this could be a great place to relocate some of those businesses. Have you ever wanted just to walk in to a Porsche dealership, write a check for $140,000, hand them the check, and drive out? You ever wanted to do that? This guy in Florida did it. Gave him the check, drove out. Unfortunately, it was a check he had printed off his own printing machine, his own copying machine at home. The dealership took it and let him drive the Porsche off. Yes, he printed a check from his own you know, printer he had in his home, gave it to him, and drove off. Now, he was caught the next day when he was trying to do the same thing when he was trying to buy a bunch of watches at a store. He wrote him a check, probably off the same printing machine. But they sensed something was wrong, and they called the police. Police got him. And now, meanwhile, the Porsche company did have an alert out for him. The dealership did. But can you imagine just walking in with a check that you've printed yourself? Okay. I mean, you would think they would check the bank.
Yeah, that would make a little too much sense, I think.
How can you do something like that?
$140,000.
Yeah, $140,000.
Is this like a common occurrence? I mean, I don't know. It's Florida, which is the ugly redheaded stepchild of.
Do you ever hear these things about Florida man does? Have mm-hmm. you ever seen that on the internet system? Is it Florida man?
We actually made fun of him when I was working at another news agency. Behind the scenes, we would make it look like Florida Man was a superhero. So, Florida Man does such and such. And it's just random stuff because it's always interesting to see whatever Florida's up to. My understanding of the law there is most places, they'll say suspect is in custody, more information coming. They just sort of tell all of the information up front as far as exactly all the weird stuff that happened. So the information that, like, dispatchers get, the front lines, it is they can't release all of that strange information in a press release in most places. In Florida, they do. So we actually just, we get to report on all of the weird stuff that happens in Florida.
Well, I can understand. Well, a lot of weird things. Right now, their tropical storm Alicia is bearing down on Florida. I have friends in Florida, and they're giving, you know, they're giving daily updates of what's happening. And they were afraid that it was going to be, you know, a hurricane, but it kept moving off to the side and slowing down. And now it looks like it's been downgraded to a tropical storm instead of rolling in there. So that's good. Yesterday, we talked about how the ABC was coming through here and shutting places down.
Mm-hmm.
If you serve beer or wine, they say you're going to lose your license unless you shut down immediately. The county health inspector was going around dropping off cease and desist orders to restaurants, saying that you will shut down as per the guidance from the state. And it's obvious that the state is really leaning into Shasta County. Now, I don't know if it's leaning into Shasta County because of the fact that a lot of places are just ignoring the governor's woefully done closure of our restaurants and bars up here for no really good reason.
Yeah.
I mean, we even going against his own guidance when he shut down everything up here again, all the restaurants and bars. It was pathetic that he did it, but he has this power, so he can do it. So then the county's leaning in, the state guys are in. So, you know, again, it's, people at some point are going to be getting tired of all of this. But what do you do? If you say, well, you could be like the Palomino Room and say, we're going to stay open. And then this ABC comes in and threatens them with a forever suspension of the beer and wine, beer and wine license, or your alcohol license, I should say. So it's just another one of those things that you see that's happening here in the state. Florida, which is having a lot of cases, though, but they're emptying their hospitals. So people are coming up positive with this, but they're not going to the hospital. And we go back to our opening story, that could it be as simple as putting a nasal spray with some betadine in it to help prevent you from getting this virus? I mean, if this has been laboratory proved, wouldn't that be something if just you could get 50-60% of the people to use this, and then your cases of COVID start dropping dramatically?
And anyone who actually cares. So if I'm not saying you should or shouldn't care, but like my parents, my grandparents are much more vulnerable than I am. They can use it. If I get it, my blood's therefore more useful. So I'm kind of okay with getting it, so long as I'm not able to spread it to people who are vulnerable around me. This solves that problem.
Well, and that you know, there's something else. Because you're right. There are, you know, we stayed away from Linda's parents, whom we have this deep affection for, obviously, because we were concerned, because they're in their late 80s, that we might spread something to them. But, of course, they aren't afraid of it. They're out getting, you know, they're getting haircuts, and they were, you know, going out shopping and all this. You know, I think Tom Snook really believes that it's just not going to happen. You know, that, you know what, that he's lived a great life, and that he's not going to be cowering inside his house when you could still get it somehow. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Hey, Carl, Coach Bob. Look, I am conflicted about a lot of this stuff. I don't wear a mask anywhere unless it's absolutely imperative, so I don't scare other people primarily. But what I want to know is, and why I called, I want to know, and I don't understand, who granted certain people the authority to do certain things in our community, or statewide for that matter.
For example,
shutting down the water park.
Well, that was the county health. That was the county health, public health organization here for Shasta County, operating on the orders of the state that said shut down all amusement parks.
All amusement parks.
And
or the hypocrisy of this.
It is. It's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's, I think, the part that people are really upset about. You can't go to church. And now you can go to church if you're spread out and do all these things. However, they had the churches shut down, and yet they were leaving businesses that had people, a lot of people in there, you know, like the big box stores, Lowe's and Home Depot and many other stores, open. And,
right.
And it's, how did they figure out that, you know, a restaurant, have they tracked COVID to restaurants? I mean, it's, you know, what it seems like when they look at the percentages, that, you know, family gathering seems to be a way of, you're going to spread it.
Yeah,
you know,
people don't have any fear.
Yeah, and church, and in some cases churches. But when you get down to restaurants and bars and places like Waterworks Park, you know what, you're not even on the scale there. There's not enough cases that, you know, they say comes from this. But yet it's an arbitrary thing. An arbitrary rule,
right,
that Governor Newsom has done, especially shutting down the restaurants again.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to be going to a restaurant in 30 minutes, and I'm going to be seated inside, no masks, no six-foot distancing. Everything is as normal as it was a year ago.
Bless
their heart.
Yeah, don't say where that's at.
I don't plan to.
Okay.
I don't plan to. What I don't understand is, for example, I have a friend, a longtime friend, who recently shut down a business on Hilltop Drive. Because I don't mean shut it down. I mean quit.
Oh.
Because they can't continue to be shut down.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why? Open your doors. What's going to happen to you? Is this health guru going to walk in and say, well, we're going to take your liquor license? There's places where I live, the place is packed every night, and they sell liquor. Well, open your darn doors.
Well, I think that is the fear of it. You know, like Country Kitchen closed down. They didn't close down right when he said to close down. They stayed open because she spent a lot of money, you know, changing her restaurant, changing that whole Country Kitchen around, spacing people out, putting plexiglass up. And, you know, I mean, you were spaced. I mean, they had tables in between. You weren't even close to, you know, anybody else in there. Their servers wore masks. You came in wearing a mask, and, of course, you could have, you know, eat without a mask. You know,
yeah, that's comfortable.
Yeah, well, that was nice. And then she got the ABC guys came in because she serves beer and wine. And so they came in, and then the county comes in. I mean, it's just, she said, it's enough. So she shut down. Now, I mean, she closed. She's not shutting down, I hope.
Right.
Country Kitchen is too. I mean, it's been here for 20-something years, almost 30 years. And yet it's battle with them.
And much like the little nail gal down in Texas, I think it was a nail or a hair salon or something, it is your only livelihood. You don't have a whole hell of a lot of choice.
And when they were getting ready to prosecute her, the governor says, prosecute her, and I'll pardon her the next day or the same day.
Yeah, like a minute later, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean,
It's going to take.
Well, you know what? It would take all or a vast majority of everybody to say, you know what? Okay, COVID's here. We understand that. We're taking the precautions, you say.
Yeah,
But we're going to deal with it just like we have other things.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we drive our cars on the road and we stay in our lane and hopefully we don't rear end people or get into head-ons. I mean, that's a chance we take every time we start the ignition.
And then you have people that are out there that are just so rabid about, you know, you have to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask. You have to shut down these businesses. I mean, and, you know, they are getting phone calls all the time. County Health Department, the sheriff, the chief of police.
Yeah.
These places are open. You've got to stop them. You've got to shut them down. I mean, it's
well, that brings me to one last point, and I'll let you go. I appreciate
okay.
the time you've given me.
No problem.
These restaurant guys, the bigwigs on Hilltop, that got together and are complaining about some of the places being open and running afoul of the, quote, law or mandate, might be a better word. I don't know what they're complaining about. It doesn't affect them. They've chosen to stay closed. That's their business. They're not making any money or losing any money because of a small restaurant, say down in Anderson or up in Shasta Lake City. They're not being harmed at all. And why they would act like a bunch of little kids and pitch a complaint is beyond me. But I hope they're listening this morning because I want them to know they're never going to see a dime from me because I vote with my pocket.
Well, and I think a lot of people do that. And, Rich, just for you, Rich, no, I know it's not about the virus. It's about control. Yeah, I know that.
You bet it is.
It's about control. Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coach Bob. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. I got Mike Huber waiting outside there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I mean, these are people that stand up and take care of their customers. They take care of people in this community that aren't even their customers when it came to the Paycheck Protection Program. They are a company and a bank that is local, locally owned, locally operated. You walk in there, and there's no telling who you're going to see. You're going to see it's like walking into Cheers, as you might say. It's loaded with your friends. Don't be surprised if the president of the bank comes out and greets you, just because that's the way they are. Not only that, they give great service. They're very, very business friendly, and they're very, family friendly. Also, all are Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to experience how you can move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank at the old Rayleigh Shopping Center, 192 Hartnell Avenue, or 1845 California Street, right down the street from here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:33 in the morning, and it's going to be a little bit cooler today.
Glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Mm-hmm. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Back to Pre-Pi Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. And it is 7:38 in the morning, 72 degrees, going up to 102 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, jewelry repair, but even more, they have a super selection of jewelry there, ranging from estate jewelry to creations that they have made themselves. Have you ever wanted to have your own piece of jewelry that nobody else has? Well, they can help you design it, and then they'll build it for you there to your specifications. It's a great present for people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Oh, good morning. Well, just quickly, I was...
recently in the parking lot of a grocery store, returning my cart to the little area where they collect them, and a lady came up to me and told me that I should be wearing a mask, and she said that she worked in the medical field, and I just simply said, thank you for your suggestion. So my tip for the day is, if you encounter people who are trying to be helpful, just respond in a nice way, and that way we won't have any big encounters.
No, I think that's right. If you know, a soft answer turneth away wrath, you might
that's
say.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks, okay. Roberta.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're here with Mike Hubert from Estate Granite. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm living the dream, man.
I was expecting to be tag team this morning, but I see she's on assignment.
Tuesdays. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays.
We miss her.
You bet. And we have Tuesdays is mine, and then Wednesdays is ours, and Fridays is ours. But see, somebody, you're a single guy, so you've got it under control. But there's two of us, so somebody has to make sure things like repair people coming in, a dog has to go to the vet. Somebody has to take care of that and make sure the house is running totally. And which is, you know, and if we're both here, we end up staying here. So one of us stays, does that. Now, and people will go, well, why don't you do it, Carl? Well, I could do it, but not to the extent that Linda does it. She knows people by their first names. You know, if you have a, this is the best thing about Reading, is if we have a problem, like, okay, this perfect example is here with Mike Huber. We needed something done in our kitchen with the resealing that beautiful, beautiful granite you put in. Well, we call Mike up. Mike says, I can do it on a Sunday. Sunday. Is that okay? Sure. So Mike comes over for like 4 hours on a Sunday and chit-chats with us, and he reseals everything. He does a great job. See, she's on a first-name basis with everybody like that, where I'd have to, you know, I could do it. Just not as good.
We tend to do things for Linda more than you, I think.
Yeah, that's probably it. I over-explained it, really over-explained it there. Mike, tell us about Estate Grant.
So we've been in business since 2004. I had partners back then, and then when the 08 crash hit, pretty much everyone kind of left, and I was the last one standing and been keeping it. You know, we went through the big struggle back then, and we were having a great year so far, last year, this year, and then this all hit. And we're still busy, a lot of some commercial stuff, new homes, remodels are really starting to come back right now because people are saying, well, we're not going anywhere. I might as well redo our kitchen and stay here and make it beautiful. I've done two of those this week where we go in, take the Formica out, put the granite in within about 5 days.
Yeah, and this is the best thing about Mike Huber is that Linda and I were actually going on a trip for like 4 or 5 days. And we just gave you the keys to the house, and Mike would come in. He would send photos to Linda, but Linda says, no, surprise me. So, you know, we come back 4 days or 5 days later. It's, you know, the kitchen's immaculate, but all of the granite was in, all the backsplash or whatever you call that, all that was in. It was beautiful. So this is, you know, somebody that you can trust with your house.
And that's the number one thing you can do to your home to increase the value. We have a lot of people that are looking to sell right now, and they're like, we want to, you know, we want to put stone in before we do it because it's going to sell faster and it's going to sell for a lot more money. So, it's a quick turnaround sometimes based on, you know, what kind of stone you're looking at, quartz, granite, other things. But we have a full service, you know, we do, you know, tile flooring, LVP flooring now, and, we just try to, you know, especially in today's climate, you know, we want to be sensitive. So we'll go in there. But we were way ahead of the curve. I mean, we were wearing masks. We only clean granite with all, which is, you know, kills anything. So
right. We
were way ahead of the curve before this COVID thing.
That's right. In fact, you told Linda the way you clean the granite.
Isopropyl alcohol.
So she buys alcohol. That. puts in a spray bottle.
Can't find it nowadays. Very hard to find, yeah, but I buy in 5 gallon buckets for work because that's what we use to clean everything. It's like, but you know, it is a weird thing in today's climate. But we're doing all the precautions, the masks. You know, we're trying to make people comfortable. We do it for our protection. You know, OSHA. Trust me, if I wear a paper mask like they're requiring, that's a $10,000 fine in my shop.
Yeah,
it better be an N95 actual P100. Filters, cartridges, pre-filters, and it has to be fit tested by a doctor. If not, it's a $10,000 fine.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, and OSHA's out there. But watch out. Watch out, anybody, if you're doing that.
Yeah, I have the proof. You know, so when silica, which is a very big particle, if that gets through those masks, anything else will.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Mike Huber, and who is the owner of Estate Granite, and even though things are rough right now, I think you're right, people, instead of the sales of houses, even though, you know, the inventory's down and all this, so people are taking a look at their house and saying, or their home, and saying, you know what, let's just restart redoing things. Mm-hmm. So we're talking kitchens, but you can do other places too in the house, right?
Yeah, we do the flooring. High luxury vinyl, we have access to that, and of course just tile, but mm-hmm. The big thing is a lot of high luxury vinyl, which we're just a distributor for. That's just one little thing we
do. One of the things you do there. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers has been in the business here for over 16 years. Sharon Clark has just done a magnificent job with this business and is probably the premier home assistance company in Northern California, maybe anywhere in California. They help people and families for whether it's you know a couple hours a day or every day 24 hours a day. And now Sharon is looking for some amazing caregivers. That's right. If you want to become part of this wonderful business and you like taking care of people and you want to do this maybe as full-time or part-time, then you give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or go to their website, readinghomehelpers.com. Reading Home Helpers. There is no place like home, and that's where she likes to keep. You know, people in there, they get better, quicker, they're much more relaxed, and it's better for the family and the person if they stay at home. We'll be right back.
Your face, your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
You always
always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory membership.
Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. Yeah!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 72 degrees going up to 102 today, 751 in the morning here on the 4th of August, 2020. I'm here with Mike Huber from Estate Granite. And Mike, you were saying that during the break is that you stopped buying from the big box stores because you buy a whole bunch of stuff, you know, in your business, of course, of Estate Granite. And you just, but you stopped going to the big box stores.
Yeah, because I'd rather support, you know, Ace and Meeks and the local companies that are, you know, locally owned and operated. And those people, you know, we need to support them. The box stores, they have lots of corporate money. They'll always be there. But the little ones around here are, you know, if you're going in to buy a $5 item, $10, whatever, go there first.
Yeah. That's all we do. We try to, you know, Ace is right down the street from us. Well, it's over a couple blocks, but it's still. You know, you go in there, I kind of know the people there. And, you know, anything from bird seed to a tape to, you know, renting power washers.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, they see me walking in with a, you know, forlorn look on my face. They know I'm after a power washer. Linda's got me out on the bricks again.
The one thing I haven't noticed in my business is that any of the equipment, most of the equipment is made in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, we make the best equipment and machines and, you know, different contraptions now for gluing stuff. I mean, it's all made in the United States, you know, and.
Well, that's the other thing, too.
The good stuff.
Yeah, maybe taking a look at it. And sometimes it's not even more expensive than stuff that you get in China. And why do we continue to, you know, support a communist regime that wants to take us down? Yeah. I mean, it does. What do you think about the, you know, somebody said, you know, the government overreach. In so many areas. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, I could go on for days about that. I mean, you know, the sales tax and then all the little things you have to have for a business. But, you know, having OSHA or the sales tax, they're always, you know, something's on you. And so it's just frustrating when you're trying to make money and then, you know, they come in and you know, they're going it's for everyone's safety, but we've done everything safe, you know, wise.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, we have to kind of look at our business climate and like the restaurants. Why are we not opening them up? You can go to Home Depot all day long and touch people. And
I don't understand that either. You know what? If they could track back, 25% of all COVID cases have we tracked back to a restaurant, but they don't even have it. The numbers are so small, it's not even under Richter scale. But yet, the government, and here's where we go into control. This was Governor Newsom closing down the second largest industry in California, the restaurant industry. Against his own guidance, if your numbers were small, like we have up here in the North State and out on Eastern California down in the rural areas, they were not going to shut you down. Well, they just did it.
Yeah.
And then he sent his people out to make sure it happened.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Is this United States?
Well, California?
Yeah, California. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to my dad last night, and it's crazy because they moved out of the state back in the 90s, and he was actually very involved in the – I didn't realize this we were talking about. He goes, yeah, back in the day, we wanted to break away and succeed. And I said, Dad, they call it Jefferson State now. Oh, good. I'm glad they put a name to it. I'm like, yes. It's funny.
It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Him and so I didn't realize that. It's kind of ironic. But we do want to talk about my little
pastime. Yeah, let's talk about
that.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes.
Well, I think it's really important today that with everything that's going on that we have a release, that we do something that makes us happy, and whether it's, you know, going out shooting or – You know, I autocross. They have it's called Trinity Touring Club, TTC, and it's trinitytouring.com. And you can go on there, and it's autocross, and you're racing in a track of cones. So if you hit a cone, it's a minus a second. So you want to go out there and do the fastest lap, which takes less than 60 seconds. But it also hones your skills, and you can go down there with any car. There's tons of categories. But it is, you know, with all the COVID stuff, we do a totally online setup for signing up. There's no participation down there. You can come down and watch from the parking lot in your car, but you can't participate, you know, have people.
Yeah.
But you can come down and watch, and then if you want to get involved, you can check out the website. But you go out there
there. You've got a vet, but you also have a.
I have a little Mini Cooper.
A Mini Cooper.
It was my kid's old car. So
what is it about Mini Coopers?
They're go karts.
Well, you know what? Mark Story's got one. In fact, he's got two. His wife has one.
Oh.
He's got one.
Well, they should come down and see me race this.
And maybe we should tell, you know, get the Mini Cooper Club out there racing.
I have slicks on it. So
you have slicks on a Mini Cooper. Is it a what is it? Is it a Hemi?
No. It only produces like 200 horsepower, but. It's just
but you're low to the ground and you're going fast. It seems a lot faster, like a go kart. Yeah.
Just like a go kart. So
now you do it also as a fundraiser.
Well, what they do is it's kind of unique. They're a nonprofit, so at the end of the year, all the profits they do donate to a nonprofit that they choose. And I don't remember the last one we gave last year, but it's really cool because you can go down there with any car, and there's a handicap basically. So, you know, my car has a very high handicap. The Mini doesn't. But you can go down there with any car, and even though you're fast, your handicap back to a norm. So everyone's very competitive during this, we have the handicap numbers added onto your time.
Can I do my F-150 down there?
Yes.
You can use any car.
Any car.
And it's just a lot of it's just your driving skills.
It's your
driving skills because you're not going fast.
Yeah,
avoiding these little cones.
And the big thing is let's get people off the road doing this stupidly and get them in a controlled environment where you can learn so much more down there in a day just doing 4 or 5 laps. And it's $40 or less than $40 to come down there and just have fun. But you do have to go to the website, trinitytouringclub.com. And they have an online registration. They may be full, but I'm not sure. But it's a lot of people. I'm going, I think, 4 times this month in different locations. They're all sold out because everyone is like, we need to get out and race. It's a great way to just go relieve stress and get away from life.
Oh, yeah.
30
seconds. You can take anything. I used to go to the drags in my 6-cylinder Chevy Nova.
Nice.
With three on the column.
The tree.
down when I was an enlisted Marine down at Camp Lejeune. And we would go out, and I was the only one with a car. And we had all these mechanics on there that would, let's pack the engine in ice. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this package in ice, and that's going to do. And they'd be,
cold
they'd be buying these bags of ice. And now this, so I'd get up there, I remember that.
I'd love to see a video of that.
Oh. so people can come down there. They can race. You have to join the club and all that, or just
go to the website trinitytouringclub.com. That everything's on there with all the new COVID restrictions and stuff. But everywhere I go, we're all taking precautions because we want to make sure we can do this. So we will do anything to make this happen. So you've got to wear masks, social distance, things like that. Obviously, when you're in your car, you're not. But we're just trying to do everything to abide by the rules so we can race down at the Shasta Speedway parking lot, which is not at the Speedway, but because that's all state run.
All state run. Here we go. Okay, buddy.
All right.
Got to run. So a state Mike Huber, Estate Granite. If you're looking for some to redo your kitchen or anything that has to do with tile or granite, you give them a call. What's your phone number and what's your website?
241-STONE, EstateGranite.com, or you can visit us at 4900 Mount Lakes, which is off of Caterpillar.
It is, and just excellent, outstanding work you all do. And, in fact, you're the one that did this table for our studio.
That's right.
It's, you know, it's you made it so it can't be damaged, which is good around here. All right.
And
hey,
I didn't
when
talk
we come
about
back,
my two kids today. I'm sorry.
Hey, when we come back, Dr. Norm Hall at Simpson University.
Torrential rain to the mid-Atlantic made landfall last night as a hurricane at the North Carolina-South Carolina border. And while it has been downgraded to a tropical storm, the National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg says it's still plenty dangerous.
We still think that's going to be very strong and gusty winds that will affect much of the mid-Atlantic and northeast again over the next day or two. So don't be surprised just because the center has made landfall that it's going to weaken very much. We are expecting strong winds, and those could bring down some trees and cause some power outages.
And hundreds of thousands are without power. Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City feeling the storm's impact. One fatality at a North Carolina mobile home park blamed on the storm, and several people are missing there. White House bill signing ceremony this morning. President Trump signing the Great American Outdoors Act into law.
Today we're making the most significant investment in our park since the administration of the legendary conservationist President Theodore Roosevelt.
The measure providing $900 million a year to help clear a big maintenance backlog in America's national parks and wildlife refuges. And the president insisting that any coronavirus aid package should actually be for coronavirus aid.
With COVID-19 relief talks bogged down on Capitol Hill, the president says he's holding the line against Democrats who want to give cities and states $1 trillion in emergency aid.
They want to bail out cities and states that have done a bad job over a long period of time. Nothing to do with coronavirus.
The president also says he's totally involved in the negotiations, which are being led by the White House Chief of Staff and the Treasury Secretary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Gains on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 90 points, the Nasdaq 7 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled across the globe in search of patterns of evidence to support some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now, with the Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews some of the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. Is there evidence of how and where the host of Israelites could have traveled as recorded in the Bible? Is there evidence of the Egyptian army's demise in the Red Sea? If you've seen the first part of this investigation of the Red Sea Miracle, you won't want to miss the continuation. The results of his pursuits are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, the Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code FAMILY for 20% off. That's salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY, F-A-M-I-L-Y, for 20% off.
Buses and other public vehicles off the streets of the Philippine capital, and police are again staffing checkpoints to restrict travel. This, as surging coronavirus cases force another lockdown.
The new lockdown measures were introduced after medical officials warned the healthcare system was near collapse. For 2 weeks, most shops will be closed and public transport has been halted. Only one person per household is allowed out to buy essential supplies. The measures will be in place for 2 weeks, although some top doctors have already said that won't be long enough to bring the virus under control.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Widespread speculation over the whereabouts of former Spanish monarch Juan Carlos, this day after he announced he's leaving the country for an unspecified destination, this amid a growing financial scandal and subsequent investigation in Spain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Honda recalling more than 1.6 million minivans and SUVs in the U.S. to address issues including faulty backup camera displays, malfunctioning dashboard lights, and sliding doors that don't latch properly.
The problems were revealed in four recalls posted by the government. They cover certain Odyssey minivans from 2018 to 2020, Pilot SUVs from 2019 through 2021, and Passport SUVs from 2019 to this year. Honda has traced the problems to faulty backup camera software programming, water entering door handles, water getting into camera mounting holes, and defective instrument panel software. Dealers will fix the problems at no cost to owners. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN chief says the COVID-19 pandemic has led to the largest disruption of education in history. Schools closed in more than 160 countries, affecting more than 1 billion students. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com throughout the world. So you can't escape us, no matter where you go. If you have a computer, if you have an iPhone, we are there with you. And Ashley is with me.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy National Night Out Day.
National Night Out Day.
This calendar was printed pre-COVID, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know what? You can go out.
Yeah.
You can go out in your backyard.
We had a beautiful moon last night. I don't know if anyone else saw it.
Oh, it is. I think the night before. Not last night.
Full moon.
Yeah, night before was the full moon. It was beautiful. Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, those are the moons you go around and, you know, you creep around the neighborhood. No. Full moons are great.
They're awesome.
Wondered, I've got to ask the chief if it's true that on full moons, people, their arrest rate goes up. Though, last night we did have that shooting down in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
The full moon. Yeah.
I want to say it's the opposite. But I'm not certain. My best friend is a dispatcher, and we've had this conversation.
No, full moons have a kind of a
weird
effect.
Definitely the full moon affects all of the weirdness going on. But she mentioned something about the fact that more criminals try to do stuff in the dark of night.
Oh, okay. I can.
So I mean, if drugs are involved, it might have something to do with it. But she's always busy. So anyway, the weather.
Do we have weather today?
We don't. We don't have any weather for the foreseeable future. It's going to be hot, and then it's going to be lows in the mid-60s, and then it's going to be hot again. That's your weather.
Well, okay.
I have 101 today. We're currently looking at 72 degrees outside.
Is it going to cool down at all this week?
Our coolest days are going to be Wednesday and Thursday, so if you have outdoor things that need to be done in the afternoon, then those are going to be your best days, but even those are 94, 95.
Okay. Well, if it's under triple digits, it's almost balmy.
Yeah.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, locally operated company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I just want to repeat something we talked about at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour, that a Reading doctor by the name of Dr. George Dome, whom I know and is an ear, nose, and throat guy, has said that a lot of the ENTs are using a solution of half a teaspoon of 10% povidone iodine, which is betadine. And they add it to a 44-milliliter spray bottle, a saline nasal spray. You shake it up, and they put it, you know, they sniff it up their noses, and this kills the COVID virus. That so many of the ENT doctors, a high proportion of them, started getting COVID and dying. This is something they did to kill off the virus. So, if this is indeed true, and I know Dr. Dome pretty well, and I wouldn't see him going out and just saying something that hasn't been proven, and he says it kills 100% of it in the lab test, of the virus in the lab test. So, I think that's something that, you know, if you're going to be having a school that's opening and the teachers, mm-hmm. this may be something to take a look at. We're going to try and get Dr. Dome on the show here Thursday.
Is that half a teaspoon?
Half a teaspoon of it's betadine. It's not the scrub. It's the solution, mm-hmm. not the scrub. into a 40 milliliter spray bottle of saline nasal spray that you can buy over the counter. Both of these you can buy over the counter. You shake it up. He uses it four times a day. His daughter uses it. A lot of the ENT people do this, and he uses it on his patients also. So something to think about out there, please go to KRCR, and you can see it. We're going to try and have Dr. Dome on Thursday and have him talk about this. This is really, it's not something you just kind of make up. As he said, in laboratory trials, it killed 100% of the virus. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to make you safe from everything, because I think if you, breathing it in, but if you have, if you're doing the other, if you wear a mask and distance yourselves, why not give yourself a better chance at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After all of that, I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall.
Good morning.
Of the president and of Simpson University, and Roy Melendez, the executive director of advancement from Simpson University.
Good morning, Carl.
So, good morning. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, Carl. Good morning.
Roy was a Marine, former Marine.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just something you feel like just when you see another Marine, you just kind of want to go up and hug them. But we don't do that because we're Marines. But we go, Semper Fi. Okay. Hey, school's opening. And last time you were on, Dr. Hall, we talked about the schools opening, the things you were doing to make to ensure that the safety of your students and your staff. So how's that coming along?
It's coming along really well, Carl. Thanks for asking.
The schools, the high schools, all the schools are opening up here in Shasta County.
That's right. And for those who have governmental connections, I will just say, we're fully expecting to open this year. Now, there's a caveat there that is important. The governor has yet to release the guidelines for higher education for the state of California, and they've been promised, I think now, 5 weeks in a row. So that puts our health department in a tough spot. They've been really helping us get ready to go. Of course, as you mentioned, high schools are opening. We have less density than high schools. We have a bevy of treatments in place. As I mentioned last time I was here, HyFlex, which is, we've outfitted all of our faculty with new computers, with what are called OWL cameras in all the classrooms, and new interactive connected ports, so that wherever students are in the world, let's say you're an international student and you can't quite get back yet, we'll be using Zoom and interactive audio video in the classrooms so that students can literally be present wherever they are in the world.
I was going to ask you about that, because you have a number of international students.
We do, yeah.
So that if they can't make the travel arrangements back, which can be hard sometimes, they can still go to school.
Right. So, we had a meeting yesterday morning. It was just a prayer meeting where we got together to pray for the school and the nation. And one of our Greek students was on there, and I think they're pretty excited to be back next year. And they know that we've set up this HyFlex environment so that while they're working on getting back, they don't miss class. We've purchased thermometers to have temperature check stations. All students will have to arrive with a clear bill, having had their test done. All of our athletics has been moved back to the spring. We're taking enormous precaution, working closely with our health department. But again, I'm just going to say, it's really important that our governor not drop the ball on us. They promised many weeks in a row to give us the full clarity on higher education, and it's not coming.
Well, I wouldn't expect it to, because that means something that, he doesn't want to make that decision.
Right.
And then when he makes a decision, I kind of feel like sometimes he does it in some kind of panic mode that makes it look like, Newsom at noon, the gunfighter. And that's my concern is that they come up with something that everybody just looks at him and go, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to look at Shasta County, from Friday to Monday, we had 21 cases of positive. Nobody went to the hospital.
Right.
We've had three people in the hospital. MoDoc County, I mean, come right. on. MoDoc County doesn't even have any cases anymore.
Right.
But my concern is he looks at Southern California and all the teachers down there and the unions are saying we're not going back, you know, and all these. And he just makes this statewide edict again.
Right, right. It's troubling.
Does that concern you?
It's super troubling. And one of the biggest troubling factors is we're not looking at this longitudinally. We know that there are a number of other items associated with the pandemic that are up, like suicidality and domestic violence and alcoholism.
We have no idea yet
right.
how bad this is going to be.
Right. So when you look at the fact that we have the capacity to be open to provide people for our economic structure. Let me just rehearse something I said to you in the past. If you just want to put a number on it, one number, we did a grant-funded study by a company called ECSI last year that verified that our economic contribution, our economic impact to Reading is over $50 million annually.
I tell people that, and they just look at me, and they go, Simpson?
Yeah.
Simpson well, University.
You bring 1,000 people yeah. to a community and they spend money there. That's real money.
That's real
not
money.
Not to mention what we purchase. And it's over 100.
You purchase locally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everything you try to purchase everything yeah. locally here.
It's over 100 million in the North State. And so just imagine sucking that out of our economy. You know, and that's just us. There are a lot of businesses in Reading that are just working their tails off to stay afloat, and we need to do everything that we can. One, to be careful. We have to practice social distancing. We have to wear our masks. We have to be wise. We have to look for the – it's a changing landscape every day. There's a new normal every day, like you said, with the nasal treatment. We have to be smarter than the virus, and we have to keep our economy running.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, who is the president of Simpson University, and Roy Melendez, who is executive director of advancement. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. This isn't an assisted living place. No, this is for active seniors that have had enough of cutting the grass, repairing the plumbing, you name it, they're tired of it. So they found a place that is absolutely fabulous with gourmet chefs. Other people around that they can interact with. They don't have to worry about toilet paper or anything else. I mean, it's all there. River Commons is just a great place to live, and then use that as a place to base out of when you go and when you go on your traveling or trips. And they are pet friendly. So for more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. 8:17 in the morning here on the 4th of August, 72 degrees, going up to 102 today. We'll be right back.
Sergeant said, well, hold out your hand, because here it comes. Simplify. Do or die. So gung ho to go and pay the price. Here's to leather. Devil dogs and jarheads. Paris Island in July. Semper Fi.
Things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Call them a ring. Hit a 911. They're built to improvise, adapt, and overcome. When you're in knee deep and you're up shit's creek, you've tried everything. Tell you what you do. Call them a ring.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 and 8:22 in the morning, 74 degrees, going up to 102 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. Fully accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Dr. Norm Hall, the president of Simpson University, and Roy Melendez, executive director of advancement. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, Roy, I've given you a break on the last couple of times because you just showed up here a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But as you know, when you go into the military, that they'll give you a few weeks to get your feet on the ground, yeah. And then they'll throw you right into combat. Or if you're unlucky, you'll have an hour or two to get your feet on the ground, and then go into combat.
Yep.
So you've had it easy here. You've had a couple of months. So what is the executive director of advancement do?
So the executive director is charged with raising funds for Simpson University, and both for its, you know, academic side and the services that we provide for our students. So that involves asking, you know, institutions, what we call institutions, corporations, foundations, to come aboard and support us. It also is getting out there and asking, you know, individuals for support. Here, being in higher education, we're really striving to re-engage with our alums of Simpson. You know, we've been around, next year will be around 100 years, and we've been in three locations over those 100 years, and we're really trying to move forward and engage our alums from all three campuses
you know, the ones in the earlier campus aren't around with us much anymore. They're with God. But
well, 100 years ago.
Right? Yeah, I mean, right.
I guess there could be somebody out there, 117, 118.
There is just a few. We have found them, too, and there is a few out there.
You're getting up there.
And by the way, I want you to know this, that when somebody makes an annuity to a small Christian university, they tend to live over 100.
So just, there you go.
It just seems to happen.
It just happens that way, right?
No pressure there.
No pressure there, right? I like that.
Yeah, it's like leaving an annuity to the NRA. You probably won't be shot. But,
good plan,
right?
The what do you see? What's the greatest opportunity for Simpson? Because you're not just talking about what's happened,
right?
You have to talk about the future,
right,
of Simpson as they move forward.
Right now, I would say the greatest opportunity is reengaging those folks in the past that have supported Simpson. We're talking alums. We're talking just supporters that we know are out there. We're making strides to do that using the tools that we have available for us right now. We're using a lot of social media. For example, we have a weekly email to all our alums. That number is almost 13,000. That's on the charge of our director of alumni relations. Who's a former board member, Ray Van Gilst.
Great guy.
And so he's out there. One of the strategies that we're using, and I think people kind of like it, it's from my old Marine Corps days when I was in recruiting. They stuck me in recruiting my last couple of years in the Corps. We call it smiling and dialing. And basically it's just the opportunity to reengage and engage supporters, donors, alums, let him know where we're at, what the story is, what our future and vision is. There's a lot of things happening. So it's along the same lines as people fund vision.
Yeah.
They don't really fund need, right? They fund vision. And so, you know, Dr. Hall has a vision. We have a strategic plan in place. We're sharing that with folks, even with COVID right now. I shared with the leadership just the other day. We have a weekly leadership meeting. Even though we're going through these challenges of COVID, our donors are really stepping up right now. They're calling us, they're emailing us, they're donating, knowing that we're being challenged right now. And that's a real good sign that there's a lot of potential out there for us to move forward on the whole fundraising aspect.
I think that's an important comment you made, that people fund vision, what it's going to be, not necessarily what it is or what it was, but in the direction you're heading and what you're looking at in 5 years. You've made a variety of changes, a lot of positive changes, Dr. Hall, since you've been here.
Yes, sir.
But when you have a vision like that, you know, the bottom line is to be a top-notch school of education.
That's right. Yep.
And so you're opening that up to different fields that you didn't have before. You're offering up new sporting, new teams that people never had that opportunity, that means a lot in their lives. Anything from basketball, which it was here, but track and swimming, and even, you know, bass fishing. People laugh about that, but there's a lot of people – young people, this is their interest, and now they can go to school and realize that, hey, yeah, you know, I've also got this for being able to also do besides get my education.
That's right.
And I know you're always thinking about the future here. So going back to you, Dr. Hall, Roy is here to put your kind of your vision, your vision. And then tell people about the vision.
Right.
It starts with you and your ideas.
That's right.
So what do you think the greatest opportunity is right now, Simpson?
The greatest opportunity is to stay ahead of the momentum. We've established momentum here in the last 2.5 years. We've had better financial years than for quite some time. We've had we've had growth 2 years in a row. Right now, we're looking at another 51 growth this new year, which is absolutely bucking the national trend 3 years in a row. We're starting programs. See, my vision is to be the hometown university for Reading. And that's not in conflict, by the way, with Shasta. The president, Joe Weiss, out there is doing a fantastic job. We need to figure out ways to allow students to thrive there and then thrive as they finish their bachelor's with us. So the momentum of our number 7 ranked nursing program in California is all about serving the North State. Starting the kinesiology degree is all about the North State. Bass fishing, as you like to talk about, we're number 1 in California right now.
When I tell people about this, they, you know, I was in a NRA class yesterday, because we're always in, you know, constantly up, you know, upgrading our certificates and all this. And I told these two gents from Fall River that were there, I said, yeah, Simpson's got like the number 1 bass team in California, bass fishing. And they looked at me, they go, bass fishing?
That's and right.
Yeah. I mean, I know that sounds funny to a lot of people, but this is a huge, huge sport and
That's
industry
right.
in the United States.
And we are in the center of the most amazing fishing place in maybe the world.
Well, this is one of the best. We have trout. We've got trout hatcheries here.
That's right.
We've got the steelhead. We've got bass fishing. I mean, we've got, and plus the fact that we're just generally an outdoors type of environment
That's
here.
That's right.
Which appeals
right.
to a lot of people. Do you use that? I mean, the fact
Absolutely.
That we're, you know, right, when you're talking to people and saying, you know what, we've got one of the premier, one of the most beautiful regions in the country is right here in North
Absolutely.
California.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
On the road, I'm going to take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers. Serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, People retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Before the sun, fix me some coffee and honey bun, jump in my pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? You find songs for everything, and you found one about bass fishing. You know what? Our producers are just absolutely, you know, they challenge themselves. What's this going to be about? We're talking about bass fishing, and it's just kind of a blank look on their face, and then they run in the other day, and I don't know how you do it, but it's a great job, Ashley.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right there on right off of Athens Avenue. And it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you go in there and you get your hair cut. They're wearing a mask. You wear a mask. It's 10 minutes in between each customer while they sanitize the chair and all their equipment. Disposable drapes for both them and you so that you're not sharing COVID with anybody else. It's absolutely the best place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? You know, it used to be you could kind of go sit in there and read the magazines, but there's no magazines now. So, anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, who's the president of Simpson University, Simpson of Reading, and Roy Melendez, who's the executive director of Advancement. And when we left, we were talking about, you know, the governor has not issued guidance yet for opening up the universities. Or is it universities and schools or just the
universities. Higher education?
It's been 5 weeks he's been saying they're going to issue that guidance.
Right.
And, of course, they haven't yet. So how are you preparing the campus? You know, because you are opening the campus up.
Right. As I mentioned one time before, we're going to have super high flex, which means cameras in every classroom. Students will be able to take their class virtually anywhere. In the start, at least, if there's a 60-person room, it'll be a 30-person room. And if there's 35 people in the class, five of those folks are going to have to watch the presentation from the coffee shop. And there are worse things than that, I assure you.
Well, I can just see myself counting people going in, getting there
right.
a bit early, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Right.
Oh, then you walk in. Oh, I'm sorry, Carl. You've got to go down to the coffee shop.
Right.
And sit there and watch this. Okay.
And we'll have we'll have a lot of practical stuff, Carl, after every classroom, you know. We'll have sprays and wipe downs.
Right.
One of the things that might surprise people, and this is where some listeners can help out, a couple of different schools, one of our sister schools in Santa Barbara is doing this. We're asking for the donation use of about 12 campers. And that means if somebody tests, we have some careful protocol in place. If somebody tests with a temperature, we're going to ask them to go home so that they can get the best care that they can from their family. And if it was your kid or my kid, we'd want them to come home.
We're talking about local kids around here.
Now, let's say there's somebody from the East Coast. They can't fly. They can't get back home. We'll have these campers. We're
talking about RV trailers. And they don't have to be the extremely large, luxurious.
Real simple.
Bed, you know, all that kind of stuff.
We're hiring a health specialist right now. First of all, we have a specialist in medicine that focuses on these kinds of medical infectious disease specialists from down in the Bay. And, of course, we have a couple of doctors on our board, and we will give those kids great care. And the deal is most young people will just have a time period where they'll have to be regularly tested. They'll be able to stay in classes online in the trailer, and then when they're healthy, according to our specialists, they'll come back into the community. So our students are going to have a lot of extra care that other places are not going to have. In fact, I would say we'll have less density than the high schools and more monitoring. And so it may, in fact, be one of the best places for a young person to be because they're out of the hot spots and in a place where they're highly monitored. I think we're going to be ready. I think there will undoubtedly be some incidents. I think we have plans in place to attend to those, and we're going to get going again. Now, again, let's all remember the health department and higher education. We're all waiting for the governor's higher education guidelines. So, folks, if you know anybody in the state capitol, give them a call.
Well, it would be nice if the governor did do this since it's now August the 4th and school starting in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, they've promised, for 5 weeks in a row. Actually, our students, we start class on the 7th of the next month.
Okay.
So we're pushed back a little bit more than other schools. We're going to do 2 weeks of training with our faculty, and some of this is in preparation for the COVID event and using our new high-tech resources to make sure that we're doing school better than anybody can do anywhere else.
Okay. Hey, Roy, you know, when you're out there, and when we talk about people during the COVID, it's got to be just tougher on this. But, you know, education moves on.
Yes.
And, you know, the opportunities that I think Simpson has, you've grown your student body every year for the last couple of years. Which is somewhat unusual.
You know, Simpson,
but for smaller universities.
Sure, that's right, Carl. Yeah, Dr. Hall had indicated that we're kind of bucking the, bucking what we're seeing on a national level, where some of our sister schools are having to close their doors. We're not. We're actually growing. And that speaks a lot to the vision that we have and the support from the community that we generate. And so, as Dr. Hall had indicated, we are planning to move forward. Our supporters are excited. Our donors, our alums that we're engaging now are excited, knowing that that Simpson's going to be around another 100 years after.
That's right. That's next year is your 100th anniversary.
That's right.
So what kind of plans you got for that? Is this going to be, hopefully COVID will be gone.
We're doing a feasibility study right now for something that's really exciting, Carl. A sizable campaign that will include a business, Veterans Affairs Center, and STEM Technology Center. We have the number 11 ranked in the country, Veterans Affairs Support collegiate center in the country. We're very proud of that. We have more than 50 veterans scheduled to be on campus this year. So one is a building, and two is an event center. And what we're thinking is, I don't know if you've ever seen one of those air structures, and there's a track and three basketball courts inside. Coming back into that, serving the North State, being Reading's hometown university, we hope to have more sports camps, more events for the area in Reading. Where there's not a space big enough anywhere else in Reading, we intend to lean in and be another resource for our community.
Well, you know, when you have students here, part of the what you do for our community is students are out helping in our community.
That's right.
You have volunteers that help people, especially elderly people, with keeping their yards and all that up. What do you see happening this year with the COVID going on?
I think it's going to be challenging, but we have a guy named Jose Palos, who's a director of spiritual formation, and he's already working on opportunities for students to go out and do service in the community. I think what we'll see is it'll be highly focused on being outside and with masks on. Mm-hmm. So if you're a church or a family that has some special need, send us an email. Send it to president@simpson.edu. And I'll get it to the right people. And when they start doing service, we'll keep a priority list and get those students out serving and loving our community.
Okay. With Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, and Roy Melendez, who is the head of their advancement at the university. And we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. That's right. Specializing in home electronics, over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. And over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch. And when you go in and buy a TV from Clyde, first of all, locally owned, locally operated, he'll have that TV in your home the next day, wired and everything. You want surround sound? Clyde can do that. They have they put in surround sound in our home 13, 14 years ago, and it just works extraordinarily well. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back. Let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion,
dignity and respect for every patient and their family.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
That's what the teacher said to me, and that's what I learned in school today.
Come back to Creek Eye Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:48 in the morning, 74 degrees. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Dr. Norm Hall, president of Simpson University, and Roy Melendez, executive director of advancement. Somebody put a comment in here about how much it costs. It says, Simpson sounds great, but it does come with a grand price, which usually means, you know, high cost. But that's not necessarily true.
Right. Glad you asked that, Carl, and whoever that wrote that in, thank you.
That was guest 12... Or 1214676.
1214676. Thank you. And yeah, a lot of people don't know that we're super affordable. About 50% of our students are both Cal and Pell eligible, and so that means that they're going to receive the high end of our scholarship. And so let's say you have your Cal and Pell eligible, we're going to start off with about $15,000 of aid from the institution, and that's part of what Roy does. He goes out and raises that money so that we're putting scholarships in place. Then then we have what we call a skin in the game match. So, Carl, if one of your nieces or nephews want to go to Simpson and they say, hey, Uncle Carl, would you sponsor me? We'll match up to $3,000 of gift from you. So now we're at $15,000. Plus $6,000, then when you add Cal and Pell, you're up to about $36,000. Now then, the thing,
and these are grants. These aren't loans.
Right, that's not loans.
Yeah.
Then the little bit of difference is about $6,000 more to go. That can be made up with Stafford subsidized and unsubsidized loans as an option. But more importantly than that, we're working with Chad McCulley's group, 511 Enterprise, on our campus. They're a tech hub. They virtually guarantee a job for our students during the school year and during the summer. They can easily make the money that covers the distance and graduate debt-free. We also have guaranteed jobs down at what's called the Alliance Redwoods program, where there's literally a zip line. 50,000 people come through that camp every summer, and they need our responsible workers to come down and help them run these 50 feet in the air redwood zip lines and camp programs. Students have guaranteed jobs in the summers. We have a very high rate of success after they graduate, and students can graduate debt-free. And most people don't know it, but we're there to be a great value to our North State.
Yeah, so, and again, let me bring in this, that Simpson brings in $50 million a year into our local economy here, $100 million
right.
for Northern California. And so it's, and people think, oh, private institution is going to cost $100,000 a year. Well, it doesn't. And was Professor or Dr. Hall just said, you can literally graduate
debt-free.
Simpson, debt-free with a quality education.
Right.
And speaking of which, you're opening up an engineering department.
It starts off first as emphasis, Carl, because of the accreditation process. We have received funding from Hugh and Hazel Darling and Fletcher Jones, over $1 million in gifts and grants, to start digital media, computer information systems, and engineering emphasis for this year. And what happens is we're leaning those toward the needs of the North State. A lot of need in that space with great paying jobs. Our engineering will have an emphasis in systems engineering in the future. And if you talk to some of the leaders in our community, they would tell you that that is a great need. So we're looking at partnerships with the local engineering companies, with Sierra Pacific and others. In a couple of years, we should be able to have 100 interns deployed into the businesses in our North State community, which what we know is when they get plugged in the North State, they stay in the North State. We're looking at trying to bless the whole North State with the programs that we put in place, like kinesiology, which opened last year with 29 students. In the future, we're looking at a master's in nursing and a social work program. So stay tuned. We're going to keep that momentum running.
Well, that, and that's the whole thing, Roy, is once you get the momentum out there, now that's part of the vision also that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Is being able to say, yeah, every year we're expanding what we offer here. Now we're into IT, you know, because that was one of the things that, you know, with today's technology, you know, universities need to have that. So you've offered that. Now it's engineering. You've got one of the top-rated nursing facilities.
Yes, you know, we're responding to what the you know, business leadership, the community leadership of this area has shared with us. You know, the curriculum, the planning involved with expanding our nursing program, that's as a result of our communications and being aligned with the needs of the North State.
Well, you know, so needs of the North State. So, you know, there's recreation, of course, is a huge business here.
Right.
Is that something that Simpson may be looking at? Is recreation, you know, a major in recreation or something, you know, equivalent to that? That how do you take advantage of the fact that we've got all of these great places to go to, and how do you know they need people there to run these?
We have a wilderness and outdoor leadership program right now under the direction of our very capable Scott Barnett. He's a superstar. He takes students all over the mountains, wilderness exploration, and teaches them how to lead and prepare to serve the programs, just like you mentioned in the North State.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, very exciting. You should check out our video.
It's hard keeping up with you.
Yeah.
I've still been, you know, I keep saying, well, you got a bass fishing team. I think you ought to have a trap shooting team. I mean, that's an Olympic sport.
That's a very real possibility. We could do.
We have schools around here that teach trap shooting for the high school students. So.
And you know,
just an idea.
How about bowling teams? A lot of colleges have bowling teams.
Well, they also have. I can't believe I actually saw on national TV, national cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, from Auburn University and University of Texas, and they're here in the cornhole championships, NCAA championships. Come on. And I thought,
I tell you.
But it's on ESPN.
It's on ESPN.
Well, I gotta tell you this, Carl. You may have just tipped me off. The chair of our board, Jim Postma, made me a competition-ready cornhole game. And I took it out to Cinerama, and they wrapped that rascal. Yeah. It's an absolute professional. It has lighted LED holes, so you can play in the dark. We may be headed somewhere. Would you
Holy
like to
mackerel.
Be on the team?
No, I tell you why. You know, it's I don't know. It's when I. When I saw it was an NCAA championship.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean, it takes some form of practice and coordination for doing something like that.
Well, you know, the bottom line is that students are not afraid to work hard in the classroom, but they need to be able to play hard and socialize in between their studies. And that's what it's about, a full-featured institution that's committed to the whole student and their growth. And that's what we're doing, and that's what's attractive. That's why we have momentum.
Well, you know, we've got about 2 minutes left. Any closing thoughts you have?
Well, my closing thoughts are I'm incredibly grateful for the community here in Reading, very thankful for the health department who has worked right by our side to do our best to get ready to open, even though the state is kind of goofy, frankly. I am incredibly thankful for the local regional leadership, for your radio station, for the commitment that our community has to its people. Of course, Jake Mangus is doing a fantastic job rallying the community, and our mayor, Adam McElvain, is doing a fantastic job keeping the important things out in front of us, including future tech resources.
That high-speed internet, that up, you know, the high-speed cable.
Carl,
internet.
This is the best community to have a college in. It really is. So, yeah,
that's
my
cool.
My closing words are thank you, thank you, thank you, Reading community.
Well, you know what? You made the comment when you came in. You wanted to be Simpson of Reading.
That's right. And hometown university.
Hometown university that offers, and as you grow, we grow.
That's right.
You know, everybody talks about, we need a UC campus here. Well, you know what? Give Simpson
Yeah. Give some time because you're seeing this. You're seeing nursing. You're seeing teaching.
That's right.
Now it's going. Now you're opening up the engineering. You've got the social work type thing. Plus, you're a member of our community. Give Simpson some time and let's get behind you.
Thank you.
That we can have that campus where if you want to have a philosophy degree, though I don't know why. I'm not saying anything about philosophers, but I don't know why. But those types of degrees that you can leave from here and get a job immediately.
Right.
That's a big
and,
thing.
And they're well-rounded. We teach our students to think, and that's what we want. We want students. And the people that hire our students say, I want more of your students because they are able to do critical thinking around challenging scenarios and come out with a plan. And God bless them. They're doing a great job out there. We have more than 1,500 teachers in our high schools in the region that came from Simpson. So thanks again. Thanks, Carl, for having us.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Well, thanks for coming on, and thanks for being such a great part of our community.
Thank you, sir.
Tomorrow, Reading Police Department will be here, and Trish Clark will be joining us. I'll be off tomorrow. But be back Thursday with Trish again. Everybody have a great day, and just remember, it's the good.